Territory movement in general is that people don't understand that not everything is based on something else.
No.
Because everybody's used to buying, you know, Batman toys or Star Wars toys or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now, like, NECA puts out all the movie toys and Mezco all the movie. So they're used to there being some sort of background.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right about
that. Excuse me, are you going to let Eric Scarecrow do any of the talking in this interview?
He is.
I'm just saying.
He's been talking, sir. He's been talking. I haven't interrupted one of your interviews yet. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. But I mean, this is a conversation that both me and you have probably had off mic, right?
Yeah, I've had similar
conversations with other guys in the art toy world, movement, whatever you want to name
label it. Right.
So I think that it's great that you're figuring out you've figured out a good way to hopefully bring the two together.
Right, right.
And then continue both of them forward. Parallel, you know, at the same time, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I feel I could do more.
Okay.
So.
And I know you wanna do more.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not. You know, I could be complacent where I'm at, but I really feel like I could do more.
Right.
So why don't I try?
Absolutely.
And, you know, and yeah, I've tried. Doing this with networks, but I think Kickstarter is going to be, you know, with people giving the general public giving me a chance. Like, they're the ones that really, you know, if you could move the crowd and they see something that they like and believe in, you know, then it becomes something of a reality. So.
And then the good part about Kickstarter, of course, is that for all intents and purposes, right? Kickstarter is really like. It's a pre-sale mechanism.
Yeah.
Right? So you've already established your, at least the beginnings of your base, or your fan base, or your audience.
And
then it spreads from there. And if it's successful, then you move on to continuing the project or the next project, and maybe you don't need Kickstarter then.
No. I think having...
Not that Kickstarter is bad.
I understand that crowdfunding element. Yeah. I think one of the things I think about the crowdfunding, especially in this day and age, is that it's like it builds momentum.
Right.
For you look at, let's say, old project. Like, you even see projects based on old IPs.
Right.
You know, and things that a TV network or a Hollywood studio, I'll talk about entertainment in particular, they'll deem,
the greatest American dollar.
Hey, we got this. We got this, you know, they'll say, look, I got this idea to, you know, like the Veronica Mars example. The creator's like, hey, you know, I got this idea, you know, let's try this. But meanwhile, Warner Brothers is like, look, the studio's just like, what was smart was he said, look, let me go on Kickstarter. Okay, I'm pretty sure he did a lot of certain things on his own dime.
Right.
To Warner Bros. It won't cost you a thing. Let me just see if this works. What's it going to cost you if it's on the shelf already?
Right.
Well, not even on the shelf. It was like in the
vault.
Yeah. So when, you know, this thing grosses $6 million.
Yep.
It's a statement at this point.
Sure.
It's not like, oh, it's a fluke. It's a statement.
Warner Brothers recognizes now that there's still life in it.
Yeah, and it's showing you that it's not just the appeal of the project, but it's the momentum that came with the crowd. And I think when you have people involved and they feel like they're really participating in the process. Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it's like, you know, you're not just putting out product. These people are getting to it's like a yay or nay. Like, you know what, I love this, I want to be part of it, and they back it.
You know what it's like? It's like when you get when you buy a movie and you get the behind the scenes featurette. This is the behind-the-scenes featurette before.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's like really awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting, the crowdsource thing is definitely an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah,
that's very hot right now. But it makes a lot of sense, and of course the most important part, I think, which I don't think you will have an issue with, but is making sure that your project stands out.
Oh.
But again, I think what the benefit that you have is that. You have a pool of people to at least alert project has launched again.
Again, at a grassroots level.
Yeah,
so.
you're underestimating yourself. You're being far too humble, I think.
I think, you know, some people
just try to do it without anything, right? They got their best friend at home on the couch, and they're like, I'm going to tell someone.
That's,
I got 10 followers on Twitter.
I'll say that's ill planning.
Right.
Because this is a campaign, man. You really have to prep for these things, and a lot of things pop up that you weren't aware of. And I think one of the cool things too that Kickstarter does is it doesn't take down projects that either are successful or failed.
Yep.
So you could really study what worked and what didn't work. You know, and you're looking at the comments that the backers gave, and you really look at their insight, and you'll see with these people either complain about this or they're, you know, it's such an interesting concept, dude. Like, yep. I'm, you know, when Kickstarter first started back in what, 2009.
Is it that old?
It's not even, that's young.
Yeah, but I feel like I didn't even hear about Kickstarter.
After all that talking we did about it.
Oh, maybe 2009. I'm trying to think the first Kickstarter campaign I contributed to.
It was
the Toy Break OMFG Series 1.
Yeah, that was
2010, maybe?
Yeah.
So yeah, 2009. Wow, okay.
And they broke, what, 15 grand in 1 week, right?
Yeah, I mean, they blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
Good for them, I mean.
I mean, I think like Kickstarter as a whole has grossed over 500 million today. It's probably even more than what I'm saying right now.
Right.
That's a very big deal.
And it, well,
you know, it's letting people know, like, hey, you know what? You know, you really could get things done.
Well, it's just another element of that cutting out the middleman.
Well, if the middleman gave some more opportunities to people.
Well, that's what I mean. What's great about it is it gives opportunities to people who wouldn't regularly have an opportunity.
Yeah.
In some regards.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So that's awesome. And that's going to be launching sometime in November.
Yeah, I'm aiming for early November to mid-November. If anything, late November, it's definitely dropping. It's going to start in November of 2013.
All right, so I would say then to the Geek Stuff listeners, you know that we'll be talking about it every week.
Yay.
Once it launches, no doubt, and leading up to the launch. So obviously, stay tuned to future episodes of the show. Stay tuned to the website, because I'll post information as soon as I know that it's available, and I will make sure to share it with our audience. And of course, we ask you to share it with your friends and family and all that good stuff as well. And is there any other projects you're working on that you want to talk about, or anything else? You want to just shoot the shit about something you hate or con experience overall, or you want to tell me to shut the fuck up?
No, not at all.
All the options are cool.
I'm still working hard at ESC Toy. It's Kickstarter, the 9DKP Kickstarter is a lot of work, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I once said you're one of the hardest working people in toys that I know.
Yeah.
And a testament to that is that I know that you're working on this Kickstarter project and you're spending a lot of time in it.
He is the James Brown of the designer world.
But I feel like I haven't seen you slow down or slack significantly in just your day-to-day ESC toy art and releases. I still feel like you're cranking shit out.
Yeah.
And good stuff, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's still all quality stuff. So it's good that you haven't had to sacrifice the quality of your product. I know you're sacrificing personal time and sanity. But on the consumer end or the fan end, the product is still coming out and it's still great. So
thank you.
Congratulations on that. It's a feat in and of itself.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to stay busy. It helps, like, you know, especially this year has been really hard. I lost my dad in February, so
yeah, I'm very sorry about that.
No, it's okay. And then that, you know, going through that hard time, and you know, constantly working and you know dealing with the grief and the work, you know, the creative work really helps me get through the process.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
So gives you something to focus on.
Yeah, and it's positive.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's one of the good things about you know, I guess letting go, because you could go two ways when you lose someone. You know, you can either go
down the dark spiral, right, or you can kind of push through and.
Yeah, and my art and work, you know, as a whole, all my creative work has really helped me.
That's awesome. I'm you're fortunate to have that outlet, but I'm glad it helped you through the tough times.
Thank you.
As it were.
Thank you.
But thank you very much for sitting down with us.
Greatly appreciated. Cool, man. I appreciate
it. And I hope that we don't have to wait 3 years
for
another con to get canceled or disappear.
Okay, I'm ready to interview Eric Scarecrow now. So if we can set that up, I'm ready to roll.
Before you're back on the show, we'd love to have you on anytime you want.
Thank you.
You want to come out, or we'll come to you, or we'll figure something out in the future.
Yeah. That'll be dope. Wow, awesome. I would love that. Yeah.
All right, everybody, be sure to check out esctoy.com. Of course, check out his shop. Come by the booth and check out the exclusives, because we have some awesome prints here. And, pay attention to what he's got going on. It's a lot. And, toys, prints, the animation project. It's a busy, busy man.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Eric.
Oh, that was so dope. Sure.